While most tourists have folded up their tents and gone home by the end of October, Cape Breton is actually a hidden gem at the height of winter, especially for hiking in snowshoes. The snow is there, says local hiking ambassador Stephen Rolls about why the island is such an ideal snowshoe destination. There is something about that natural belt of land in the highlands, and the whole Cabot Trail area. You are going to find quite a bit of snow there almost 7 months of the year. The owner and operator of moosebait.com, a long-established website dedicated to doling out Cape Breton hiking information, Roll says that while most are not maintained, the trails make for excellent winter expeditions in snowshoes. It can be a workout, adds Rolls, about hiking with the wintry footwear believed to have arrived to Canada during ancient migrations more than 10,000 years ago from Siberia. I think the big thing is that it's totally different than any other movement that you're used to. So a lot of it is about getting some half-decent equipment and taking your time, enjoying it rather than feeling that you have to get somewhere. With no shortage of trails on Cape Breton, the island makes the ideal spot for seasoned snowshoe pros or even beginners looking for a new outdoor adventure. And people seem to be catching on as well. Rolls says that he's noticed more hikers over the past couple years and many park officials are beginning to extend and make services accessible to winter tourists. Even though our services are limited in the winter, being able to plow the Cabot Trail or being able to plow some of the parking lots for some of the more popular trails for wintertime is something we try to do, says Julie Cosette, acting visitor experience manager for Parks Canada. In fact, she adds that the Inganish Visitor Centre began providing snowshoe rentals last year for tourists looking to hike around the area. Each rental includes snowshoes, poles and a carrying strap, and there are daily and weekend rates that range anywhere from $7.90 for children as young as 4 to less than $15 for adults. We ask people to book 24 hours in advance because the visitor center itself is not open to visitors over the winter, but we'll make sure to plan in advance to have someone there when people come to pick up their gear, adds Cosette. Rolls notes that there are several places that also rent snowshoes throughout Cape Breton, including libraries. He notes that Hike Nova Scotia usually posts a list of locations that supply gear on their website. Of course, it is still winter in Cape Breton, so those interested in heading out to explore snowshoeing should not go unprepared. It's good to plan in advance and know what's open, know what's in operation and maybe know where the washrooms are, says Cosette, adding if people rent gear through the Inganish Visitor Center, staff can open washrooms and assist with maps or other information. The trails are not maintained or groomed over the winter, and the weather can change fast in the area, adds Cosette. So, people should bring layers, enough food and water for their snowshoe adventure. Rolls adds that ski poles will also make hiking in snowshoes easier and that good winter boots are a must. There's a lot of time you're flipping up snow and it's kind of falling into your boots and stuff, so it's always good to have either a snow pant that goes over your boots or a pair of gaiters or something like that, adds Rolls. A longtime backpacker who has explored much of Cape Breton's many trails via snowshoes, Roll says that as laborious as treks can be in the wintertime, the real secret to snowshoe hikes is simply soaking up the beauty of it all. Especially if you're new to it, don't set any exuberant goals. Just enjoy the hike as you're hiking, says Rolls. The other part is go with some friends. You'll laugh, you'll kind of joke around, enjoying yourself. It kind of keeps your mind off the actual work. Additional info for your Cape Breton snowshoe trip, courtesy of Stephen Rolls. Where you can find marked trails, Clyburn Valley 8.5 kilometers, Uisage Ban Falls 5 kilometers, Dalem Lake 2.5 kilometers, Celtic Shores, Great Canadian Trail, Inverness to the Train Trestle 4 kilometers to 92 kilometers, Gypsum Mine Trail 5 kilometers, where you can find organized snowshoeing, Cape Breton Nordic Ski Club, Cape North, Ski Cape Smoky, Inganish, 5-day cross the highlands, organized through Live Life in Tents, 60 kilometers Middle River Bedeck Old Time Commute Trek Guided Snowshoe, occurs at the start of March, 11.5 kilometers where you can find winter accommodations, Celtic Lodge, Inganish, Iron Mountain Wilderness Cabins, Waikokoma, Valley View Chalets, overlooking Margaree Valley, Soleil Chalets, Cheticamp, Highlands Hostel, Cape North, Cabot Shores Wilderness Resort, between English Town and Wreck Cove, the Luckenbooth Bed and Breakfast, St. Anne's.